We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We started a little bit in the last segment about the importance of choosing your weapon. We're going to go into more detail on that here in just a moment. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right. Tim, Bill, Melinda, whoever you speak with when you call there, they'll hook you up. You want a good roof, you get a hold of Tri-County Roofing. They've been in business since 1971. You can reach them at 810-732-7740 and tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. You can always check out their website, tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. It's the longest website I have in my whole genre. And it's kind of my fault. I think I helped them get that. But anyways, I think I sold them that one. But anyway, this is a long time ago. Tri-County Roofing, get your roof taken care of. Low pitch, flat pitch. And they're doggone good people. Listen to the spots on the show. You'll learn about them. Dan does a very good storytelling job of talking about Tri-County Roofing. And there'll be no P. Diddy in there from
no,
them.
So. No.
We were laughing at the gun show about that. Who's this Tri-County? Is that Tri-County Roofing guy here? I said, no. I want to meet him. This guy sounds pretty interesting. So
he's great. He's funny.
They're a lot of fun. Yeah,
they do fantastic work.
Fantastic
work.
Yep.
Yeah, they really do.
I have a dry house because of them, so I'm thankful. And they urge you today to join the NRA. Okay, join the NRA. Go to NRA.org. Check them out. Join and help build those numbers. We need an extremely strong a country that loves guns as much as this one does. We should have 10 times the amount of NRA members, but the doggone liberal media press pushes on us constantly. They demonize the NRA just like they demonize everybody they hate. If it's anything against them, they demonize them. They don't let you make the choice yourself. They force feed you. They cram it down your throat about the evilness, and they make it think you think that the NRA is the devil. They're not. They've been around since 1871, and they do good things. They have created so many good things here in America. Join, and we strongly recommend it. Now, we have less than a month till rifle season begins, November 15th.
So is it too late to start with a new gun?
No, it's not. If you're going to get one, I'm going to start off with shotguns right now. Okay, yeah. 12 gauges and 20 gauges. Do you have to have a scope on them? Not really. But if you get one with a scope, great. If you get one with a rifle barrel, the right shells. That's what I used to kill all my deer with. Was a 12 gauge Savage bolt action. Model 112, I think it was, with a
slug?
Nikon scope with a slug. And that thing would
what's your range on that? That's a lot.
200 yards.
Really?
With that gun, you could shoot 200 yards.
With a shotgun?
With that shot. But it shoots one 50 caliber bullet at 200 yards, and it hits beautifully. It's got a 14-inch drop at 200 yards.
Yeah.
But at 100 yards, devastating. Devastating. It hits just like a 450 Bushmaster does, but it kicks like a mule. So it's punishing. If you're not careful, you'll cut your forehead. So he's sipping coffee right now. I'm trying to see if I can get it to come out of his nose. But, you know, it's Saturday morning. We got to drink coffee. So now 20 gauges are great, too. The 20-gauge slugs that you can get, I specifically love Hornady SST slugs. They're very efficient at killing deer. And most of us don't shoot that far. Most of us don't shoot 200 yards. But this has been a good year for getting the crops in.
Well, yeah,
so we're going to have a lot of cleared fields to hunt in this
year. Yeah, that's the thing.
We were deer hunting in full cornfields, and the corn hadn't been picked.
Yeah.
Now they're all picked. A lot of it's picked.
But, I mean, you see the blinds and stuff, and I see them, you know.
Yeah, raised up when you drive down the highway
over the
and stuff. Yeah.
Looking over a field and so forth, and those would be longer shots. But a lot of people, though.
Yeah, hunting the woods.
They'll be in the woods.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be shooting that far.
No, and hunting from a ground. I like hunting raised.
Yeah.
Because then you're shooting down. So you're
right.
Safer. It's safer for the guy in the next
field. It doesn't travel as far.
Because those of us that hunt down here in southern Michigan know that it's common to see other hunters in the woods.
Right.
And it's common to be hunting between fence lines.
Yeah.
You know, that's somebody else's property.
Yeah.
You got to efficiently kill the deer in the field you're in, or you got to get permission to go into that field to get that deer.
Right.
And sometimes you can hit a deer beautifully and they'll go 300 yards.
Take off.
So it's pretty upsetting. So believe me, 12 gauges, 20 gauges, even 16 gauges, although you don't have near the plethora of bullets to choose from in those slugs, they're still efficient. I don't like buckshot. Buckshot is where you got nine big BBs in there.
Mm-hmm.
Close range, if you're hunting in 15 to 50 yards, yeah, it does the job. But I look for that one shot, one kill thing. I don't go for that spray and pray.
So is the reason the stopping power for a shotgun?
They're tremendously powerful. They are tremendously powerful, and they work good. You just got to match the right shell to the right gun to the right barrel and make it work. So it good guys like at the stores can help you figure that out.
It just doesn't seem like it would be as accurate as a, you know.
Oh, it's not, but with these new barrels and stuff, it used to be if you hit a 15-inch by 15-inch square, you were doing pretty good with a shotgun. Now with like that Savage that I had,
yeah,
and some of the really good shotguns out there, you're talking an 8-inch plate, and you're printing one hole with 5-shot groups with that gun at 100 yards.
Hmm.
They're that accurate. And
so is it the challenge for you? Why? I mean, why? Because you could get the grouping's still going to be a lot tighter with a, you know,
rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you, the point is, you might have a Mossberg shotgun that was your grandpa's. You can go buy the slug barrel for it, which is a rifled barrel,
because
mm-hmm. shotgun barrels are smooth.
Right.
But a rifled barrel puts that projectile right on
gets
point.
It spinning.
Gets it right where it needs to go. The old slugs, Dan, had spiral grooves in them, so the air,
oh.
it made them spin in the air. But they were still good, but I wouldn't shoot over 100 yards with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big old flat chunk of lead that hit, and it just knocked the crap out of deer. But these new bullets, these new SST bullets from Hornady, they've been out for 10, 12 years. I know they filled my freezer up more than once. I'll tell you that much. Good bullet. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But so if you have a shotgun and that's what you want to hunt with, go for it. But if you want to get into these straight-walled cartridges, there's so many to choose from. I should put a whole site on this, but I've been getting all kinds of warning signs on my Facebook page. You're going to shut me off because I'm talking too much about guns. And then they pulled a bunch of my, they went back and researched. Danny went back 9 years on my YouTube channel mm-hmm. and pulled videos off there saying it didn't suit YouTube's requirements.
Community standards.
Yeah, community standards. Classic old shows that we did here right in the studio on the 450 Bushmaster from the guy that invented it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pulling them because it didn't meet standards. So pretty upsetting. But if you're out there and you want to get a gun this year and you want to go to the store and you're saying, I'm going out today and I'm buying a gun, I'm going to deer hunt with it, I'll give you a list of what you can hunt with down here in southern Michigan. 50 Beowulf, tremendous gun. 450 Bushmaster. 400 Legend. The 360 Buckhammer, new screaming machine right there. That's a good one. Of those four, you're still working in that same thing, like 200 yards and under. You can stretch it with the 450 Bushmaster because it travels further with the power. But the 50 Beowulf, you're limited. The 400 Legend, you can get 200 yards out of. The 360 Buckhammer, they say, is perfect for 200 yards and under. Then we're down to the 350 Legend. 350 Legend, I wouldn't want to shoot over 150 yards with. It just doesn't have the stopping power, but proper shot placement can make a big difference. Then let's get into the guns that are designed for closer use, but are just as good as a shotgun. The 454 Casull, that's a tank. For close range, it's phenomenal. The 500 Smith & Wesson and the 460 Smith & Wesson. Those two are, to me, too powerful to be in handguns, but they are straight-walled cartridges, and they are allowed to be hunted with down here. I would rather shoot them out of a single-shot rifle than a handgun. But go for it. If you got the grip and you think you can do it, do it. The 41 Magnum and the 44 Magnum. The 41 Magnum and the 44 Magnum are both great deer choices. The 357 Magnum, out to 100 yards, you're good. One that I don't talk about much, the 480 Ruger. Pretty tremendous caliber. Very good hitter. I would shoot out to 100 yards with it. Careful place shot again. And, of course, one of my favorites, the 10mm. This year, I'm going to try for – I need to get three deer this year, so I'm going to try for three different calibers. So I'm going to try to get one with the 10mm, 357 again, and my 44 Magnum. So
why do you need to get three deer this year?
Because I have needs, Dan.
Okay.
I have needs. And I have people that we try to take care of, you know, that we try to give them some venison.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the size of the deer we get, deer looking pretty good this year. They're pretty healthy. It's been a good season in where I hunt. And three deer would be good. That'll give me about 150 to 180 pounds of meat. And that will feed a few families for a while.
Yeah.
So we're going to help them out. And
nice.
Looking forward to it. And, you know, one of my favorite things in the world to do is cook deer. So we live on it just about all year round. So so if I can do that with a gun and, you know, and take care of myself, I spend less money at the grocery store. It gives me more money to buy, you know, things I really need, like popcorn, potato chips, you know.
Rifles and ammunition.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Need coffee. You need bullets, popcorn, and coffee.
There
that's,
you go.
That's my, I don't smoke anymore, so that's a good
bullets,
thing.
Popcorn, and coffee. That Warren Zevon song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sounds. It does sound like a Warren Zevon song. I like it. So
we'll take
a break. Just get out and vote, please. Yeah. Get out and vote. Get vote early, and let's get this over with.
Hunting season is upon us, and voting season is upon us.
All
as well.
Those crazy commercials will soon be over.
Soon be over. Exactly. Hey, keep it right here. The Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.